So you explain a little bit about the petition you brought forward there at the National Assembly.
Yeah. Thursday morning, I had an opportunity to present a petition signed by 1,050 residents of the Pontiac mainly, who are pressing on government to find ways to reopen the obstetrics unit in Shawville. I think it's a strong signal from the population that it's an essential service, that it's a desired and appreciated service, and that our region deserves that service as much as anybody else. So I took the opportunity not just to present the petition, but to force a debate on the issue as well. And so I had a debate with the minister responsible for this, and he, and after the debate, we had a chat about how we can go about this. So it was, I used the petition as an opportunity to put forward the region's interests once again, and really try to get a little bit of insight into what we can expect here, because and this is what's frustrating for a lot of people, is the there doesn't appear to be a plan in place from the CIS de l'Outaouais at this moment.
And so the minister, that's Minister Dubé?
Minister Caraman, who's the Associate Minister for Health, but he's responsible for obstetrics units across the province. When we chatted, he indicated that he has a rolling team of nurses going to various obstetrics units across the province who are having issues with staffing. And so it's an accelerated training program, basically for obstetrics nurses. It's positive. We are next on the list for regions for that unit to come to, but if the government doesn't address the question of nurses' pay, we're going to find ourselves in the same situation again, where we'll have trained nurses for a while, but then they'll be enticed by our Ontario neighbors.
Mm-hmm. And so 1,050 signatures, that's somewhat less than 10% of the population. Is that the numbers you're expecting, or?
Beryl Smart and the Women's Institute started the petition. They had people sign it over a 5-week period. To me, 1,000 people out of 14,000 is quite a lot. When you take out children, when you take out people who have mobility issues, they did it during COVID. Those are all people who physically signed the petition. It wasn't done online. So to me, it was impressive to get 1,000 people, but the number really doesn't matter to the end game. It's about giving us another opportunity to bring up the issue and to give a signal to government that this is a top priority for us.
And so around 2 years ago, when this first happened, it was called a temporary break in service.
Yep.
The healthcare workers, the people that I talked to at the hospital there, they were skeptical that it would be temporary. Now we're sitting here 2 years after the fact. I talked to them now, these same people.
They're still skeptical.
I would say less than skeptical. They don't believe it's coming back. So what would you say to people that have, I guess, lost hope that is ever coming back, or are beginning to lose hope?
The day government tells you it's not happening anymore is the day you lose hope. Our work is to keep that hope and that desire and that commitment from government alive. And the petition allowed us to do that once again. During my debate with Minister Karma, he reiterated his commitment to this, which is positive, but it has to happen. It's one thing for government to commit to it. It's another for them to actually do it. So, I definitely understand the public sentiment and the public concern, the public's concern about the program coming back. But as long as government tells us it will happen, then we will keep fighting for it to happen.